Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Avi Morin, Imi Maras, Yishe Yichyu, Ulis Chus Moshe Rebbe Peshadina, Baran Yisov Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Rafuas Matan Ben Sara, Arav Baruch Hertz Ben Sara Tzipora, and Rusvikar Bastilur Vidach, Aicha Fege Bas Michalik Dispasya, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassa, Shlach Abrius HaShlema, and this is based on the Torah Kedarkeinu recently, in the past as well, but particularly recently, Reina Rabbeinu, Hagon HaGadol HaMuflag HaMuflag, of Manzatzal, V'anachem Bezrat Hashem, Nirei Niflaot. And we'll be Mekayim with the Rambam says, we'll try to be Mekayim with the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem, that when you learn His Torah, you get Tachlis HaAnah, Tachlis HaOneg, you get complete pleasure. So that's the goal, to be Mekayim this Gevaldik Mitzvah through this Lumen HaTorah. Eila Advarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael Ve'evi Yardin Ba'midbar Ba'arava Mor Suf Ben Paran Ben Tofel V'Lavan V'Chatzerot V'Dizav. Very, very difficult pasuk. It translates as, these are the words that Moshe spoke to all of Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arava, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Lavan, and Chatzeros, and Dizahav. Like, what are you talking about? So, fortunately we have Rashi, and I always wonder when Goyim read the Torah, like, how do they read without Torah Shebaal Peh and without the Mefarshim? They just have a Tanakh. It's an impossible pasuk. What's Paran? What's Teufel? What's Lavan? What's Chatzeros? What's Dizav? So Rashi says that Lefishem Divrei Tochachos Umanakan is Kol Hamakom Meshech Isu Yisrael as Hamakom. So Asim Es Advarim Vizkeinu Beremes Bnei Kavodim Shel Yisrael, because of their words of reproof, and he is enumerating here all the places where they provoked Hashem to anger. Therefore, he suppresses all mention of the matters in which they sin, and refers to them only by mere allusion contained in the names of these places out of regard for the Jewish people. That's Rashi from the Sifri. The Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, and many others wonder that Vayter, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu goes into great detail about all of their different times they angered Hashem. So here he's worried about their kavod, mipnei kavodam, he says beremes. And then Vayter, he says it openly. So then, what does he help by saying it Berene? You see that he says it openly, so why doesn't he say it here openly? So Maishna here is Mipnei Kavodim Shel Yisrael. They give Terutzim, Maskil David asks on their Terutz, that in the Gur Aryeh, in the Mizrahi, Ayin Sham. And also this Inyan of Remez of the Chet B'Makom, like Rashi says, why Midbar? What's the Midbar? So Rashi says, Shul Mashiach Isu Bamidbar Hashem Mi Yitain Vuseinu. Then the Midbar, they said, oh, we wish we would die in the Midbar. It wasn't nice. That's, they got angered Hashem. Barava B'Shvil HaRava Shechatu B'Bal Pa'ol B'Shitim B'Arav Yismayav. So the Arav is a remez to Arav Yismayav, where they sinned with Baal Pa'or and Shitim. Mol Suf is a remez to the sin of Kriyas Yamsuf, where they said, Hamabli ain't kvarim b'mitzrayim, the chutzpah, they said, what, there are no graves in Egypt? You have to bring us here to die. So you see that all of these are remazim to the makom. These are makomos where they sin. Paran, what they did in Midbar Paran, Miraglim, Bechatzeros, Rashi says, the machlokes of Korach, machlokso shel Korach, that was in Chatzeros. In our Gears of Rashi, we have machlokso, and then another version of Rashi, they have bimachlokso. Anyway, the point is, Chatzeros is apparently the place of the machlokas of Korach. So that's Chatzeros. And then we have Bein Tofel v'Lavin v'Chatzeros v'Dizav. So here's where it gets thorny. Rashi says, in the name of Rashbi, I'm a Rashbi, Harzano akola mikol amasino mokom sheshmo Tofel v'Lavin. He says, listen, I went through the entire Mikra, went through the Bible, and I didn't find a place called Tofel and Lavan. That's why I said before, like, what does a non-Jew do when he reads Tofel, Lavan? What are these places? They sound like places, but they're not places. Hello, chichan al dvarim shetoflu al amanshu Lavan. Rather, he gave them toichacha on what they were. Toflu means calumnious statements they made regarding the man. In other words, they made these negative statements about the man, these derogatory, derisive statements about the man, which was white in color. And what did they say? They said that their soul loathes this light bread. They said, Nafshenu kotza b'lechem ha'kloikel. So that's the Uvein Teufel v'lovan. Verim she'taflu, that they spoke negatively about the man, which is white. Oh, isn't that interesting? Here, it's not a place anymore. Now, Chatzeros is another pshat in Rashi that it says, you ought to have taken lesson from what I did to Miriam and Chatzeros because of the slander she uttered, and yet you even spoke against Hashem after that. Lashon Rashi v'chatzeros, Amar lehem hayo lechem lilmoid mima she'asisi leMiriam v'chatzeros, b'shvil lashon hara v'atem nidbartem b'makom. Should have learned what I did to Miriam at Chatzeros, that she spoke lashon hara, and you didn't learn. And then the Meraglim again spoke lashon hara. Dizav. Rashi says, Sha'echicham ala egel, Sha'asu, Shil rov hazav. So here again, it's not a place. Dizav is not a place. It's Tochacha on the egel. That they did because they had too much gold. It says in the pasuk, "V'kesef zav rebeisi lehem zav asu lebal." I just gave them too much money, and they gave it over to the Baal. So again, not a place. So why is the pasuk told it in a place? Like the pasuk says, he spoke to the Jews. Where? In this place. We see we're not dealing with places over here. Dizav is not a place. That's because I gave them Dizav, I gave them too much Zav. Bein Paran u'Bein Tofel is not a place. I mean, Bein Toflo Bein Lavan, V'Lavan is not a place. Because that's Dvarim She'Toflo Al HaManshu Lavan. That's not a place. In the other cases, we had places. We had Mosuf. We had Paran. We had Arava. These were all places where the Jews sin. But Pitom in the middle of it, and make so Seder. So these are places. But then we get to Lavan and Dizel, we don't have a place, not a place. So we want to understand how we're talking about places, and then all of a sudden we're not talking about places anymore. We also have to understand that the pasuk is read as follows: Ela dvari masher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael bebe yarden v'amidbar v'arvah mosuf ben paran uben tofel. That's how the pasuk is read. So it says, "Bein Paran uvein Tofel," and then it goes on, "V'Lavan v'Chatzeros v'Dizahav." This is a pause between Tofel and Lavan. Lavan goes together with Chatzeros. According to Rashi, it doesn't really work that way. Tofel doesn't go alone. Tofel goes together with Lavan. So, you know, you could learn 1,000 years and not think of this kasha. That's Tofel, according to Rashi, goes with Lavan. She'toflu dvarim ala manchu Lavan. But in the Tamei HaMikra, it doesn't work that way. Tamei HaMikra, it's uvein Tofel v'Lavan v'chatzos v'dizav. If Lavan goes v'chatzos, not with Tofel. According to Rashi, Tofel has no meaning in and of its own, but according to the Tamei HaMikra, that's how it's read. You also have to understand what Rashi says. In Chatzeros, you should have learned from Miriam. We spoke Lashon Hara. And the place she spoke Lashon Hara, as we see in the Pasuk, was in Chatzeros. What does the Pasuk say? It says, Mikivros etav anasu am Chatzeros, vayu b'chatzeros, v'atadabir Miriam v'aron b'Moshe. So in Chatzeros is where Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe negatively. And you didn't learn from what happened to Miriam in Chatzeros. So in Pashtus, this is referring to the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. That's what it means, you didn't learn, like I mentioned before. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, you didn't learn, meaning the Meraglim didn't learn. It's very hard to understand. Because in what it says in the Pasuk, Uvein Paran, Rashi says that it's referring to the Cheder Meraglim, which was in Paran. So we repeat the Paran. We repeat the sin of the Meraglim. It says, V'alshasu midbar Paran alidei Meraglim. That's one mention of the Meraglim. And then we have another mention of the Meraglim that you should have learned from what I did to Miriam Chatzeros for Lashon Hara. Who should have learned? The Meraglim. So what are we doubling up on the Meraglim for? We already mentioned the sin of the Meraglim once. So we really have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. We want to understand why some of them are referring to names of places and some are not. You know, it seems the whole thing is talking about names of places. Tofel and the Lavan don't seem to work together in the Pasuk. According to Rashi, they have to be working together. Double mention of the Meraglim. Once would have been enough. And that the Kavod of Yisrael was preserved over here. It was only mentioned by Remez. But then later on, we say it Mefurish. So we're obviously not so concerned with the Kavod of Yisrael. Is my po. As nira kach, על פי דברי מורנו ורבינו זצ"ל. לכאורה, עצם הדבר שנטלה החטא במקום כרמז לחטא, why is the sin alluded to in the context of a place? Why is that the source of the sin, the place? Why is that why is that used for the illusion? So the Maharal has the assert that since everything physical has a place, the place is part of the essence of the matter. And if you change the place, you're changing the guf hadavar. And that's why he explains that if you get the name of the city wrong, and again, it's puzzle. Because it's like changing the name of the person, because the place is the essence. It also explains why Hotzah is an Avera, because it's a creative change. It's a change in the essence of the item. It's in a different place now, a different Rishus. There's Shitas HaRishayim in Sukkah 34b, Rabbeinu explains elsewhere that Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is considered Ein Lecha Bo Heter Achila, even though you can bring it to Yerushalayim. So why is it considered that it's no Heter Achila? Because now it's outside of Yerushalayim, it's part of this place. And when you go to Yerushalayim, it'll be something else. So this item is Ein Bo Heter Achila. There's no Heter as it is. And if you bring it to a different place, it'll change its essence. So that doesn't count. So that's shaykh to the essence of the item, its place. But a soul doesn't have a place to something spiritual. So the place relates to the physical, but not to the spiritual. Now generally there are two reasons for a sin. Number one is the Hiskabris HaChoymer al Atzura, the physical overpowers the spiritual in the eternal war between body and soul. And number two, Chas Shalom, a kilkul in the soul itself, that the soul inclines towards evil. Ubegeder shel nasis leke heter. Sometimes a person sins, and a mamish becomes like mutter for him. It's a kilkul in the soul. It's a corruption of the soul. And in this geder of nasis leke heter, there's no more milchama, there's no more war, there's no more battle between the body and the spirit. And the spirit isn't against the sin anymore. And that's why Moshe was told of the sin here in the place, to show you the essence of the sin, that it wasn't chas shalom because of the nefesh, it wasn't because of their spiritual part, rather it's because of the esgabris of the chaymer, it's because of the overpowering of the physical over their spiritual. And that's why the chayt is shaykh to the makom. She'elav mityaches haguf, because makom means body. It's b'chas shalom, the sin was because of the kilkul in their nefesh. And it wouldn't relate to the place, because the soul is above space. The soul is unlimited by space. That's why people who are very soul-y, people who are very spiritual, know what's going on far away from their space, far away from their eyes can see. Because they're living in the world of the soul. In the world of the soul, we're all in the same place. But in the physical world, there's no place. In the physical world, we're in different places. So by relating the sin to the place, it means it relates to the physical. Because the soul, because the body is physical. And that means there was this gavris of the ruach over the chomer, but it wasn't at the nefesh that the soul had been so corrupted. And that's like Rashi explained in what it says, v'dizav, brachas lamed beis, the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, he just gave them so much gold and silver, they made the eagle. In other words, there was something external involved. So in all these other things as well, there's something external about the place, but it wasn't the essence of their soul. And in the Chayda Egel, they didn't have to mention the place. Because when you say Vidi Zahav, it also shows that it's Chitzoni, that it's something external. And that's why they sin. So that's why by the Chayda Egel, it doesn't say a place. Because the point of the Pasuk is that it was based on a place, meaning it was done because of external factors. And not because of the essence of their soul. And by saying Vidi Zahav, that also shows that it was done because of external factors. So according to this, we could say that Rashi says, Iskiram Remez, Ibnei Kvodim Shel Yisrael, it was only, the sins were only alluded to because of the honor of the Jewish people. It doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't specify B'mefurish Mipnei HaKavod, because we see later on Moshe Rabbeinu did specify. Rather, what it means is Shu satam et advarim, v'izkir rak et haremez shu al-yedei ha-makom. Shebze ne'emar kanal she'achet she'ach la-makom. Shehu mi'ut v'chet, v'zehu kvodam shel Yisrael. ויותר עת השפיר למה שכתב הרעים והגור אריה, שאומנם פירט משה כל חטא בפני עצמו, אבל כשפירט את כל החטאים, לא אמרן אלא ברמז בני כבודם של ישראל. הדבר מחוסר תבלין, זה סוף סוף בדברי משה נפלטו כל החטאים, ומה לי אמרם בבת אחת ובזה אחר זה? אחרי למה שכתבתי, אמרתי, יש לומר דווקא כשנאמרו בבת אחת, יש מקום לומר שלא היה כל חטא מסיבה אחרת של התגברות מקרית של החומר על הצורה. אלא יסוד אחד לכולם והוא קלקול נפשם. ולזה כאן הוא המקום לבאר שאינו כן, וזה בא על ידי הרמז. In other words, in simple French, what this means is that when it says that he didn't, that he was only maskir b'remez mipnei kvodim shel Yisrael, it doesn't mean that he didn't say them explicitly, because later on he does say them explicitly. But rather, the Kvodim Shel Yisrael is the remez. What was the remez? The remez is the place. And the place means that it's because of the place, because of the Hashpah of the place, because of an external factor, that's why they sin. That's Kvodim Shel Yisrael. So that minimizes the sin. That diminishes the severity of the sin. And this works even better based on what it says in the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh. That it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu specified each sin, but when he specified, when he mentioned them all together, he only mentioned them beremes. And when he said them one by one, he said them explicitly. So what does that help us? And when he said them all together, it was beremes. It was a hint, allusion. And when then he went one by one, then it was explicit. What mazel zela? This is Mechusar Tavlin, Kalashim Rabbeinu. This lacks the spice. Sof kol sof, he specified the sin. But the answer is, based on what we explained, that dafka, when they're all said in one shot, we can say that, why do they do all these sins? It's not just by chance. There must be a theme here. And the theme is that their souls are corrupt. When you have one sin and then another sin, so each sin you can say, okay, this was because of an external factor. But when you see them all in one shot, and you say, wait a second, I see a pattern over here. So that's not because of an external factor. You're going to say that's because they're inclined towards sin. If you have a kid in school, you know, if he does one infraction, two infractions, you say, okay, it happened. He was tired. He came late. This, that. But when you see it happening again and again and again and again, and all in one shot, so, you know, you see on a list, he did A, B, C, D, E, and F. You say, this is a kid who has discipline issues. So that's what's happening over here. They're all listed at once. So you're going to say, it's because they're corrupt in their soul. So that's why it's only said the Rem is with a place to tell us, no, even though it's all said, all the whole list, It's not because the Jews' souls are corrupt intrinsically, but it's because of the place, because of the extrinsic factors, because of external factors. So that's the first stage in our journey, and then with God's help, we will get to the second leg of the journey next time and see more neflos. But in the meantime, we did see the Yesod HaDvarim, that there are two reasons for sin: the overpowering of the physical over the spiritual, and number two, because the soul is inclined towards evil, there's no longer a battle. And the remez here is that it relates to the place. And that means that the Jews weren't inherently bad, it was just something external. And that's why the Zav, when it talks about the Chet HaEgel, doesn't have to mention the place, because the idea is the Zav, because he gave them to him a Zav, which is an external factor. Okay, that's super gewaldig. And please God, well, and also the Yesod, that the place is the essence of the person. And that's why Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is called Ein Bo Heter Achila. Because it's not pshat, oh, just bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it. So it does have a Heter Achila, no. If you bring Yerushalayim and eat it, it'll be a different food. Because when you change the place, you change the essence of the item. So there's a big Yesod in life, that a person has a place is a big fact, plays a big factor in a person's life. It's sort of defining. So therefore, if it relates to a place, what does it define? It defines the physical. So this pasuk is telling us, the psukim are telling us, that their sin relates to the physical. It's gabus hachomer, which isn't as bad, because place only relates to the physical, but not to the spiritual, because spiritual is above place. So, and thank you so much for listening. And with God's help, we should be zoche to do the next stage of this journey. And again, it was super, super duper kavaldic, and I love this Torah. It's like, it makes me shiker. And hopefully next time we'll see more in the flow of Smitar Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, and most beloved friends.